And we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to tonight, I probably won't be for you very long, but then I've said that before, then sometime it wound up being a little longer than I said. But I want you to turn again, reading I say again, because we were here last Wednesday evening. But I want you to turn again to the Gospel of John, the 16th chapter. The Gospel of John, the 16th chapter. Hallelujah. And I want to read the very same verse that I read last week, verse 33. And this is Jesus speaking. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so I want to share with you a little more this evening concerning being of good cheer. If you're looking for a subject, that's it. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Amen. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. How many of you, and just you can just raise your hand real quickly there, but how many of you've had something that you've dealt with maybe in the last 7 days that could have stole your joy? It could have, you know. Now, I didn't say it did. It could have. Raise your hand again so I can see. Amen. You know what that tells me? That we all have to deal with things on a daily basis. And that's the reason we need the Word of God. Jesus himself said that we would know the truth, and the truth that we know would set us free. Now, I read, Jesus said, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free, right? Set you free or make you free. Amen. But you can only be free through the truth that you know. You follow me? It's the truth that you know and the truth that you act upon and walk in and talk it with your mouth. That's what sets you free. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So but we have instructions from the chief shepherd of the church. The chief shepherd of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ. And his instructions to us is, be of good cheer, because I, Jesus, have overcome the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And so we have to understand that we can walk in peace in the time of great turmoil. We can live in peace. The peace of God has already been designed to work in hard times. Amen. I said amen. And we have someone, the Holy Spirit, that is with us every day. Every day. If you, if you're born again, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He is with you every day. And I've been stressing these points so very much because, listen, we must grab a hold to that and walk in it. Not just while you're in church, but when you're out there, when you're on your job, wherever you may be, always be mindful. Always be mindful that the Spirit of God is living on the inside of you, and He is there to help you, to lead you, to guide you, to comfort you. And I could go on and on. So we must never forget that fact. Always keep that in mind, that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. I want us to turn to the book of Philippians. Turn to Philippians. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The second chapter of Philippians. In Philippians chapter 2, I'll just begin reading at verse 12. It says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God," look at verse 13 now, "for it is God who works in you." It is God at work in you, both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Amen. The New Living Translation says it this way: God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Hallelujah. The Mighty One is in us. And if we will follow Him, some of us were talking last night, and we have to understand that God, listen to me, that God always, without exception, knows what's best for us. Now, I want to say that again. Please don't miss it. God always, without exception, knows what's best for us. God always, without exception, knows what He wants us to do. What He wants us to do, when He wants us to do it, and where He wants us to do it, and how long He wants us to do it. He knows that. Now, we may not have the revelation of all of it, but He knows it already. So our desire, full desire, should be to follow Him. Jesus already told us, "I'll send you another comforter, and He'll lead you, He'll guide you, and He will even show you things to come." Hallelujah. That's the reason sometimes, even when it comes to making decisions, you don't need to move too quick. Sometimes you just need to settle down and listen to what God has to say. Because God don't think the way we do. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. Now guess what? If God's thoughts are higher than my thoughts, that means if I want to go higher, I better find out what God's thoughts is and start thinking like Him. Are you with me? Glory to God. We need to thank God for His Word, and we need to thank God for the Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of us. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Are you still with me? Turn to 1 John, first epistle of John. Fourth chapter. The one, the Holy One, the Spirit of God, that is living on the inside of you, is greater than anything that you will ever face while you're on this earth. Did y'all grab that? Amen. Say it again. The Holy One, Spirit of the living God, that's on the inside of you, is greater than anything you will ever face on this earth. You have 1 John? Look at verse 4. You are of God, little children. Say, that's me. Hallelujah. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, whoever them may be. Because what? He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Say this again. That's the reason we need to always be mindful of the indwelling Spirit of God. Because He is greater than he who is in the world. The one that lives in me, the one that lives in you, is greater than he that's in the world. Well, what are you saying, Pastor? If you are led, listen to me, if you are led by the Holy Spirit, if you are led by the Spirit of God, nothing will ever defeat you. Oh, you may look like you're down and out from man's standpoint, but you will never be defeated. If you are following Him, if you're standing on the Word of God, having the knowledge that, glory to God, I know I live in an earthen vessel, but the greater one lives in this clay vessel of mine. Hallelujah. I am an overcomer, you are too. Because Jesus has already overcome the world. We just read that, didn't we? John 16, 33. That makes me an overcomer. So now I want to ask you, a question. Those of you just watching, I want to ask you a question. How do you see yourself? If you're a believer, how do you see yourself? Well, I tell you how the devil would like for you to see yourself. Miserable, a failure. And we could go on and on and on and on. But how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a victorious believer? Do you see yourself as a world overcomer? Do you see yourself more than a conqueror? Yes. But now, when you see yourself as more than a conqueror, when you see yourself as a world overcomer, you don't look at your muscles. You don't look at your pocketbook. You don't even look at your bank account. You look at the Word of God and you look within. Amen. To the greater one that lives on the inside of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why are we in 1 John? Look at chapter 5. I'll just begin reading at verse 1. 1 John chapter 5, I'm reading from the New King James Bible. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. If you believe that, say that's me.
That's me.
Hallelujah. And everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him who is begotten of him. I hope you can say that's me. Verse 2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Now look at verse 4. Are you ready for this? For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. You see that? I want to read that again. For whatever or whoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world. What is it? What is it?
Our faith.
Our faith. The devil wants to steal your faith. If you stop believing God, if you begin to doubt God, if you begin to doubt the Word of God, you're well on your way to losing. Losing out, being defeated by situations, circumstances. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, hear me good. Whatever you do, never stop trusting and believing the Word of God. I want to read this again, because I don't want you to just hear it. I want you to get it on the inside of you. For whatever or whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Now look at verse 5. Who is he or she who overcomes the world? But he, and this includes the females too, but he who believes what? That Jesus is the Son of God. Now notice that he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, even our faith, when you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that's not just mental assent, that is action based on your faith. That's the reason we can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because we believe that he's the Son of God, and we walk on what we believe. We live by what he said. We live by his words. We make our decisions based on his word. I sure hope y'all are getting this. Who is he that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. All right, let's move along. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. How many of you know that we're living in the last days? You've heard me say it so many times, right? And as time, listen to me, as time draw closer to the coming of the Lord, draw closer to the catching away of the church, the body of Christ, things on this earth are going to continually to grow worse and worse and worse. Men and women will become more wicked, more perverse. And we're already living in a time now when men and women, many of them, call good evil, and that is evil, they call good. That's where we are. That is where we are. So in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the Apostle Paul talked about a number of different things, but he also talked about the catching away of the church and the last days. That I believe that we're living in. Matter of fact, let me back up a little further than I was going to. Let's back up to verse 50. 1 Corinthians 15:50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. But I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. When he say we shall not all sleep, he's not talking about going to bed or dozing while you're watching TV. That's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about is not all of us are going to die. Not all of us are going to experience physical death. Okay? So, verse 51 again. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Hallelujah. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. Hallelujah. And we shall be changed. In other words, those that have died before the catching away of the church, they will be raised incorruptible. Hallelujah. They will put on an immortal body. Are you here? And those of us that are still alive when Jesus comes back say we will be changed. This mortal body all of a sudden will become an immortal body, an eternal body. It will no longer belong to the earth. It will no longer be called dust of the earth because it will be an immortal body, an eternal body that God gives us on that day. Now, that's good news there. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Verse 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. For when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, verse 55, O death, where is your sting? O Hades or hell, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. Now look at verse 57. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Look at verse 58, last verse. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Be steadfast. Immovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Give me verse 58, please, in the Amplified Bible. Glory to God. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast. See, let me tell you something. There are some believers that's becoming shaky right now. Are you hearing me? For different reasons, and I don't have time to go into all of it, but we got to make sure that doesn't happen to us. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing what? Say it again. Oh, say it again. Doing more than enough in the service of the Lord. Not just enough to get by, not half committed. Well, I would do this for the Lord or whatever, but I just don't feel like it. I'm tired. I got this going on. I got that going on. Hey, listen. Better be careful. I need to read that again. Doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose. Glory to God. Wouldn't be a bad idea to put that verse on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator, on your TV. Because people become discouraged sometimes. They feel like, man, what I'm doing for the Lord is not counting for anything. You know, nobody recognize what I'm doing. Nobody know what I'm doing. Read this verse, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? God keeps good records, and nothing, absolutely nothing, gets by him. As pastor of this church, I may miss some things. You may do some things that I don't know about, you know, or because I'm human, some things I may miss. God doesn't miss anything. That's the reason everything we do, our service, should be as unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. You hear me? As unto the Lord. We're told, don't become weary in well-doing, because in due time you're going to reap what you sowed. We all are. We're going to reap what we sowed. But God needs his holy army ready to march, ready to fight the good fight of faith, ready to do the work of the ministry, not slow down, not quit. But keep going. You still here? Because he's already made us more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Amen? Now I want to close with one other verse. Turn back to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We're still talking about God on the inside. Amen? Verse 10, Romans chapter 8, verse 10. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit of life, excuse me, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Look at verse 11. Don't you ever forget this. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Now, I tell you what. That blesses me every time I read this. It just blesses me. The same spirit. How many of you know that Jesus being raised from the dead was the greatest miracle? I know. Here, he had taken all of our sins upon himself, died, and he took them to hell. And I know there's some debate over that, you know, whether Jesus went to hell or not. I believe he did. Because our salvation is complete. Hallelujah. Because all of us were, except for, if it had not been for Jesus Christ, all of us would have been destined for hell, destined for eternal punishment. You have to understand, folks, this debt has been paid in full. The wages of sin is what?
Death.
But the gift of God is eternal life. But the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is hell. We owed a debt that we couldn't pay. But he paid a debt that he didn't know, because he took our place. You still with me? And I know they were shouting, having a good time in hell because they thought they had him. But at some point, God said, that's enough, it's complete, the job's been done. And the Spirit of God raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. He paid it for us, but he had no sin of his own. God raised him from the dead to never die again. But now, this is what I want you to get. The same Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? Where? Now, let's just have a Selah moment and think of that. The very same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now dwelling on the inside of me. The same Spirit of Christ, the same Holy Spirit is on the inside of me, on the inside of you, Bobby. Glory be to God. Let me finish here. Glory to God. But the same Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you and me. And listen to this. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells where? Oh, glory to God. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. We know this is talking about eternity and the new life in Christ Jesus, but it's, now listen, it says, your mortal bodies, you see that? Your mortal bodies. You can read that and believe God for the healing of your body. Anybody in here? Yeah. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can raise up my sick body. Can heal my sick body. Because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling on the inside of this temple of God. And he can heal the temple in which he dwells. Yes, yes, yes. And he will heal. Yes. The temple in which he dwells. If he's powerful enough to raise the Son of God from the dead, you better believe he's powerful enough to heal you and to heal me. Somebody ought to shout over that one. Why? Because the greater one lives on the inside of me. Say it. Say it. Say it again.
The greater one lives on the inside of me.
Hallelujah. Say this with me. Say the same spirit, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in my mortal body. And he brings life to my mortal body. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. May we grab a hold of your word and not be distracted by anything else. Being mindful that you dwell on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And yes, we are temples of the living God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. If you're watching us this evening, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your